Commonalities among continuous improvement methodologies. Continuous improvement can be done using lean philosophies and tools, as part of the theory of constraints or Six Sigma, or with combinations of these and or other methods not addressed here. The possible methods share many common characteristics, including ensuring employee involvement and empowerment, focusing on the customer, sustaining continuous improvement, ensuring employee involvement and empowerment. Continuous improvement is a team effort that needs to involve executives, managers, and workers if it is to succeed. However, the scope of these teams may differ depending on the scope of the improvements and who is impacted by the change. Generally, smaller teams are used when possible to ensure that the changes can be accomplished quickly and effectively. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines employee involvement and empowerment as follows. Employee involvement, EI. The concept of using the experience, creative energy, and intelligence of all employees by treating them with respect, keeping them informed, and including them in their ideas and decision-making processes appropriate to their areas of expertise. Employee involvement focuses on quality and productivity improvements. Employee empowerment, the practice of giving non-managerial employees the responsibility and the power to make decisions regarding their jobs or tasks. It is associated with the practice of transfer of managerial responsibility to the employee. Empowerment allows the employee to take on responsibility for tasks normally associated with staff specialists. Examples include allowing the employee to make scheduling, quality, process design, or purchasing decisions. Employee involvement means that all parts of the organization are involved and contribute to constructive change. Executives set the tone and create a culture of ongoing change readiness. Managers provide training and ensure that new methods are implemented correctly and are sustained over time. Workers view their jobs as not only getting assigned tasks done, but also improving the tasks themselves or eliminating unnecessary steps. They may also have responsibilities to perform preventive maintenance, do setups, record data, and solve problems. Empowerment requires managers to delegate certain duties to subordinates. The mentality moves from I say and you do to what do you think. Managers still need to carefully explain expectations so that employees know what results need to be achieved, but they then give workers both power and responsibility over areas in which they have expertise. In some cases, process engineers or other technical people may still need to be involved. In other cases, changes will impact other functional areas or work centers, and managers will need to help coordinate with affected stakeholders. However, in general, managers take on the role of teachers. Small teams of workers remain accountable for achieving results, but do not need prior approval to plan and implement incremental improvements. When decision-making is conducted at lower levels, decisions can be made more quickly and by the person who best understands the nature of the problem. This tends to reduce costs because the remedy is put in place faster. When empowered employees work directly with customers, for example, they can also provide better and more responsive service because the customer's problem is their problem. The worker can often provide an immediate solution, such as offering a replacement product. Empowered employees tend to be better workers because they take ownership over their work and gain a sense of meaning from the autonomy that independent decision-making provides. Empowerment can also reduce frustration because employees can omit steps that add no value. Since other employees are likewise involved and empowered, any negative side effects of a change are noticed quickly and further adjustments can be made. Managers have more time to add value in other ways, such as analyzing results or providing coaching. Focusing on the customer. Continuous process improvement methods focus on the customer as the ultimate definer of quality. One definition of quality indicates that quality is defined by customer perceptions and what the customer is willing to pay for. Customers define the difference between what is value added versus waste. Another important aspect of the focus on the customer is that there are internal and external customers. Internal customers, such as workers at a downstream work center, depend on receiving quality input materials or services. Sustaining continuous improvement. All continuous improvement methodologies emphasize the need for continuous improvement to be an ongoing cycle. This is the continuous in continuous improvement. Because this is small step improvement, it is sustainable by design. While large, exhaustive re-engineering projects may be needed on occasion, these cannot be conducted without respite. They tend to disrupt ongoing operations and often require taking persons away from their regular duties. However, smaller improvements can be built into the regular course of operations and regular job duties. In this way, continuous improvement can be a never-ending quest to find the root causes of the next problem once the last one is resolved.